Okay, so hello everyone, and welcome to our webinar about the SAFTI Romania regulation. We'll actually be starting in about 1 minute. We still have people joining the call, and let's just wait like 1 minute and then I'll be starting the call now. Okay, so again, welcome everyone. This is our webinar about the SAFTI regulation in Romania. And firstly, I will start our presentation and I'll briefly talk about our agenda. So we have five main topics that we're going to be talking about today. And the first one is going to be our brief company introduction. I'll basically explain who we are as a company, and we'll also be talking about the SAFTI regulation in Romania and how the new system, the SAFTI Romania system, is going to be working in Romania. And obviously afterwards, I'll also be briefly be explaining how can we help you as SNI to stay compliant with this new regulation. And then if there are any questions afterwards, we'll be taking the questions, and throughout the entire call, throughout the entire webinar, you'll be able to share your questions with us in case you have any questions in the meanwhile. So first, I'll briefly introduce the speakers. So I'm going to be the moderator of this call. My name is Eshrep, and I'm one of the account managers here at SNI, and I'm responsible for the international account management, and I'm focused on conducting SAP projects for different companies and countries out there. And we also have Ege, our tax technology specialist. Ege, if you would like to introduce yourself, you can do that now. And obviously, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Eshrep. This is Ege. I will talk about the regulations today. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, welcome. And we also have Ludwine Yeats, who's our partner and CCO. And if he's okay with that as well, he can introduce himself.
Thank you, Chef and Ege. Hello, everyone. This is Ludwine. I'm, as Chef mentioned, I'm managing partner and CCO at SNI. Mainly, I'm responsible for business development, sales, and marketing. Today, I'll be here. But again, Chef will generally talk about the regulation and the product. Then for any deeper question about the regulation or technical details, I will try to help.
Yes, thanks, Ukla. Okay, briefly, I will talk about our company, SNI, as I mentioned on the first slide. So we were actually founded in 2006, and we currently have over 100 employees, and we have 12 offices. Our headquarters is in Istanbul, in Turkey. But we have 12 offices and partner offices across Europe, and we have 30 country solutions right now, over 30 country solutions, and those solutions are being used by over 500 clients at this point. And I can safely say that over 75% of those companies are multinational companies, and you can see those countries where we have partnerships in the map. And you can see our products that are being used across the globe. Like, these are all the countries that we have a solution for that are actually being used in those relevant countries. And here on the screen, you can also see a selection of our clients that are using at least one SNI product on their system, on their ERP systems. And we'll also be talking about the SAFTI regulation in Romania. And my friend Ege is going to be actually talking about the regulation now. So again, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Ashraf. Can you, sir, can you give me the control, please?
Yeah, I'm actually, I've switched the slide now.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I will start with the basics. So the tax authority or the National Fiscal Administration Agency of Romania is ANAF. And he manages all the procedures and publishes the technical documentations. So all the, according to the regulation, all the Romanian entities, legal entities, are responsible under responsibility. Also the foreign entities with units in Romania will be obliged to submit the SAFTE report. So there are three types of reports. First one, the basic one, is the monthly reports. It's submitted monthly or quarterly reports. It's submitted either monthly or quarterly, depending on the VAT periods, reporting periods. And there is also an annual one. And the last one is the on-demand version, which is submitted when required. So you have to create these reports basically and upload them to the ANAF's e-declaration portal before the deadline sets. The required electronic format is XML. First you create with XML and submit it, this XML version in the PDF attached to the PDF, sorry. Can you move to the next one, please? So there will be three, as I already said, three reports, and there are different timelines for each report. Also, the first of all, the SAFTE in Romania is called Declaration D 406 is the official name. I will call it D 406 from now on. 406 will be three type of report, as I told you. The first one starts as of 2022. Actually, all of them will start as of 2022, but since the monthly one is closer, it's more important for all the taxpayer. The deadline is closer. So we have like 4 months, 4, 5, 6 months to report. Actually, there will be a 3 months grace period. You can start uploading from the January, but there will be 3 months grace period. So the tax authority will give a time for all the taxpayers to report the first 3 months until the end of 2022, so January, February, March. April, it will be monthly. So for the report of the April, you have to submit until the end of May. For the May, you have to submit until the end of June, and so on. This is for the large taxpayers. For the medium and taxpayers, it will start in throughout 2022, and maybe for the small taxpayers, it will be 2023. It's not released yet, so the final decision about it. Taxpayers who are not registered for VAT must report quarterly, but usually we know that large taxpayers reported monthly. As I told you, the deadline is the last day of the following month of the reporting periods. And the second report is annual reporting. It is the asset information, basically consists asset information. This report will be annual, which means that you have to report the whole year 2022 in 2023. According to the timeline, official timeline of the government, it is May 2023, but it's not certain yet also. So the third type of report is the stock information. So the taxpayers must report stock data on request when it is requested by the ANAF. ANAF must contact the taxpayers about it and also have to communicate the time and periods. But we know that it will be at least 30 days. The deadline will be at least 30 days after contacting the taxpayers. So, for example, if they want to 2000, the stock information of the 2022 in 2023, so they have to wait at least 30 days to receive them from you. So all reporting will be manually uploading to the websites, the government's declaration portal, so irrespective of the type of report. Can you move to the next slide, Esher? How does the system work? Basically, the taxpayers must create the XML file in a SAFTI format, OECD SAFTI 2.0 format, and either by your own computer system or an external portal solution or external the accounting system or an ERP system. After generation of this pure XML file, then you have to validate it through a software provided by ANAF. This will be on your desktop, and you have to, all taxpayers must upload it the XML, and it will validate the XML structure. It is only a technical validation. It checks the data correlation in the XML, and if it is okay, it gives a success message. If it is not, you have to correct it and upload it again to this software tool. And then this tool also creates the one second. So the tool also create the Sorry, there were too much noise, so I had to stop a bit. You have to, after the creation of the XML, you validate it through this software. And then you have this also software electronically assigns the declaration and creates the XML attached PDF formats automatically. And you just have to take this final report with the successfully validated final report and upload it to the government's portal. That's all. Can you move to the next slide? I want to talk about the digital signature and certificates. To log into the electronic declaration portal of ANAF and apply electronic signature to the invoice, all the taxpayers or all participants must request a qualified digital certificate from a trusted service provider. It's a rule according to Romanian legislation and ADAS regulation. You have to get there are different type of digital certificates. You have to get a qualified one in order to use the e-declaration portal and successfully sign the electronically sign the invoice. There are two type of digital certificates. One key stored in the cloud. One in a token, which means a physical token on the. You don't have to get it. You can also have the keys in the cloud. You can engage it digitally. I think that's all from my side. So I want to also add that for the to go log into the portal, you have to upload the certificate to the your browser, and you have to register for the this declaration portal. It's a must step before being able to upload the documents. I think that's all. Thank you very much, Eshref. You can go. I also added the link below. We will send the slides, so you can also check the trusted service provider list from the below link. There are like 6 companies. You can contact them for a certificate. Any of them. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ege. That was really helpful. And just a quick note, we'll actually be sending this presentation to everyone that is actually in this room right now. So if you have any issues, like if you have actually want to go back afterwards, after the presentation, we'll be sharing that with you, by the way. And besides that, the Q&A section is actually, there are some questions flowing in and they're actually being answered there as well. So throughout the presentation, you can always check that as well. And okay, so I'll just continue with the part regarding how we can help you to basically, you know, stay compliant in Romania. So obviously, as Ege mentioned, the first part of this regulation comes with the XML creation. So once the financial data is extracted, we'll be helping you create those XML files. And then in the future, if that is actually allowed by the Romanian tax authority, we'll also be helping you basically send the information, send those XML files into the tax authority of Romania. And I'll also briefly talk about how our solution would be classified as an end-to-end solution. So we actually help you retrieve the data from SAP from the relevant tables that actually needs to be in the SAFTI report. And then through the SNI codes and through the SNI tables, the customizing tables, we'll actually be helping you map the data, process the data, and then map the data into the desired format of the Romanian tax authorities. And then, as I mentioned in the previous slide, if that is allowed in the future from ANAF, we'll also be helping you be implementing the communication with your ERP system, with your SAP, with the tax authority in Romania as well. So you can actually send the data directly from SAP without actually needing to use any other softwares or log into the Romanian portal. But we'll know more about this in the future when there's more details. And you can see here, I have some screenshots from our SAP solution, but I'll actually be showing you the SAP solution directly from SAP. So I'll just briefly stop sharing my screen and then I'll start sharing again directly my SAP screen. Please let me know when you can see it. Yeah, I think you should be able to see my screen at this point, right? Okay. So as all the other SNI products out there, all our products are our own namespace under our own namespace, and that is /N/SNI. And for Romania, this is gonna be /SAFTI RO, which is SAFTI Romania. And then once you go into this, this is actually gonna be taking you to this area menu. And even though there's a lot of tables, there's a lot of things out here, there's only 2 transactions that an end user is going to be using to create and track the SAFTI reports. And the first one would be the extractor, which is where you extract the data into an XML file. And then comes the cockpit, which is where you actually download and keep track of the data that you already created, the reports that you've already created. So for the first thing I would like to show you is how the extractor is going to be working. So once you go into this extractor page, you see here, you it's actually a pretty straightforward selection screen. You just need to put the company code, the key days of the days that you want to create the report for, and then comes the fiscal year. And besides that, obviously, as Ege mentioned in the previous slides, there are three different software report types in Romania with this new regulation. And the first one would be the standard SAFTI report, and then comes the asset and the stock report. So as you can see, you also need to make a choice here regarding which kind of report you would want to create. And once you choose, for this one, I will just choose the standard SAFTI report. And once that is done, I'll just be clicking on the execute button, and this will actually go check all the tables in the background and pick up all the records and create an XML file out of that. And that's how you create the XML report. And once you go back to the second transaction that I was talking about, which is the cockpit, which is where you track all the information, you do have some selection sequence here. You do have some options to filter for the reports that you want. So I'll just look for the Romanian reports. And then once I go into the cockpit, you see these are all the reports that I've created so far, for obviously for the testing purposes. And the one that I've just created is now on the top of the screen. So we do have a lot of buttons on the top. Some are obviously relevant for Romania, some are not. And some might be active in the future if ANAP actually introduces some more features. So I'll just briefly go through the ones that I think would be relevant at this point. So the first one that I would like to show you is the HTML version of the document. And here is what that looks like. This is just for the reference for the key user, by the way, because as we mentioned, as you mentioned as well, we only sent an XML plus a PDF version of the report to the authorities in Romania. But in this case, as the XML file might be hard for an end user to understand, we actually decided that we would go ahead and create an HTML output like this, so it would be actually much easier for an end user to understand and see if there's any issues with the report or not. And then these buttons will be active in the future, as I mentioned, if the ANAF is going to accept submissions directly from SAP in the future. And this button right here that says download file is the button that we actually use to download the XML file into our computer. So we can actually, you know, take it and the XML file can be uploaded into the Duke Integrator, which is the software that is used in Romania to create the PDF outputs that ANAP actually requests. So once I click this and once I choose, let me just find the location for the file. Okay, so once I do that, this will actually download the XML version of this document. And here is the XML file. I'll just take that out of the zip file as well. Okay, so here is what the XML file that you saw on the presentation actually looks like. You obviously have the header details, and then you have the repetitive master file details as well. This is the format that is actually required by ANAP at this point for the standard SAFTI report. And this will also be used to be uploaded into Duke Integrator, which I'll come back in just a second after I finish this SAP screen right here. And yeah, you do also have the option to download an Excel file out of the SAFTI report. And then in case, obviously, that is not something that will be done on a regular basis, but in some urgent cases, if there is a need for a change to be made on the SAFTI report directly, you can always download the Excel file and then make changes on that and then upload it back into the cockpit. So you can actually have the final version of the SAFTI report, so it's corrected and you can actually submit that to the authorities. And that is actually pretty much that about the SAP screens. As I mentioned, it is pretty straightforward. And what I'll do now is basically go back into the software that I was talking about, which is the Duke Integrator. And that is the software that is provided by ANAF to basically create the PDF attached XML of the reports. This is actually being used in Romania for a couple different reports that are already in place in Romania. As you can see, there is a lot of different reports that needs to be installed. But in this, at this point, I have the SAFTA report installed, so I'll just skip that. So this is what the software actually looks like. You just need to choose the XML file here. Once you choose the location, and once you choose the report type, which is the 4016, that is the SAFTA report, you're going to be having the option to validate. And then if the validations are successful, you'll be able to validate and also create a PDF document of the XML file as well. This PDF is obviously the format that is required by ANAF, and this will also be including this the file that Duke Integrator is going to be creating is also going to be having the signature value that is coming from the smart card or the digital certificate. So that has to be defined here as well. The kind of signature of the certificate that you're using has to be defined here as well. So once you do that, once you upload the XML file, it will first be validated. Then it will be created with the PDF file attached. And then also comes the digital certification that is going to be attached into the file. And once that is all done, the one entire file that is including all this can actually be uploaded into the ANAF's portal. And yeah, that's actually pretty much about it regarding the Duke Integrator as well. I'll actually stop sharing my screen and go back to the presentation now. Okay, so again, you should be able to see my screen now. I'll also start talking about the benefits for the SNI solution for the SAP users. So the first fact would be that it is actually quite a simple solution, meaning there is no need to install any SAP OSS nodes. And then the fact that it is actually cost effective, the whole implementation is cost effective because of the fact that there is no need for an external consultant regarding the SAFTA regulations. And then the fact that it's also an accessible solution because our add-ons are capable to be running on most SAP versions. And also the fact that all SNI add-ons are SAP certified. So you can actually trust that they will run smoothly and pretty reliably as well. I'll also be talking about the benefits of the solution for the managers and executives as well. So the first one would be the fact that it's actually a comprehensive solution. So we actually provide end-to-end solutions for all the countries, and also that our solutions are flexible. You have the option to use our on-premise, our cloud and hybrid systems as well. And the fact that we're a global company that are doing really global things, so you can actually think of us as the company that you'll be working for the rest of, for the other countries that you're actually operating in as well. And I'll also be talking about our support system. So if, let's say there's a company that actually decided to work with us for any of the countries that we're working with, the first part, the initial part would be the implementation of the project, and then comes the training and the documentation is obviously going to be included. And you'll always be having our ongoing support throughout the project, before the project, throughout the hypercare and after the hypercare as well. And also you'll be actually providing you updates regarding the maintenance and the regulatory updates as well. So in case there's any changes in the regulation that actually needs to, you know, that actually means that we have to make some changes on our SNI solution as well. We actually do that by keeping in touch with the tax authorities in the relevant country. In Romania's case, that is ANAF. So we actually make sure that we're always up to date with their changes. So we actually implement that into your system and into the SNI solution as well. So SNI actually provide continuous support for a long-time relationship in this regard. Okay, so that's actually pretty much it about my presentation. So this is the part where we actually take any questions or because the questions that are actually there in the chat right now are being answered right now. So I'll briefly check if there's anything that is pending or anything that I should be talking about. And in the meanwhile, if there's anything you want to add, Ege or Rıdvan, please go ahead and interrupt me. I'll just briefly go through the questions that are there right now.
No, there is no additional things, Chef. You can go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm actually going through the questions right now. So the first one is from Dan Dragici. And the question is, let me just briefly read that as well. If I understood well, there's a possibility to upload to the ANAF portal directly from the SAP ERP. Well, the thing is, Dan, that's actually not correct. Maybe it will be in the future, but for now, for the time being, there's no direct communication between ERP systems or SAP with ANAF. ANAF is only accepting, ANSI, the submissions through their own portal. So yeah, in this case, as I mentioned, the XML file will have to be created through the SNI solution. And then with that, with the digital certificates and through the Duke integrator, you will have to create this PDF attached XML file. And then that will need to be manually uploaded into the ANAF portal. So yeah, there's no submission through SAP at this point. But yeah, if that happens in the future, we'll be implementing that. And okay, I also have a question from Florian Beck asking, what does the small, medium and large taxpayer mean? So the thing is, Florian, in Romania's case, there is no threshold for the, like a minimum amount for you to be a large taxpayer or a medium taxpayer. So for the large taxpayers, ANAF actually has released a list of companies that actually will have to be, doing those submissions. So it's actually those lists that they're announcing. So at this point, we have the list for the large taxpayers. And regarding small and medium taxpayers, the regulation will also be mandatory through 2022. We just do not know which month of 2022 yet, but if there is an update about that, OBC will keep you updated regarding that as well. But there are no values behind it, yes. Okay, so we have a question from Daniela Kesiakova, and the question is, we have two companies under the same legal entity. One is using SAP and the other one is using another ERP. Can we send two separate XML files from each system, or we need to somehow integrate them in one? Okay, those are two different companies, but within the same legal entity. In that case, as those are the same legal entity, we can always get that confirmed for you as well. But if those are the same legal entity, those reports will actually have to be created within the same report. So we'll actually have to be implement, have all those lines for two different company codes within the same XML file, because those two companies are the same legal entity. So yeah, those XML files will have to be one XML file in the end. Okay, I also have a question from Stephen Butts. What other countries besides Romania are you available with your solution? Well, I'll actually share my screen. I'll actually go back in the presentation so I can show you the map regarding that. We have over 30 countries that we're working in right now that we have solutions for. Just one more second and... Okay, so you should be able to see that on the map right now. Our story actually began with Europe. We actually have solutions for most European countries out there that actually has a regulation regarding e-invoicing, the real-time invoice reporting, or any of those software reports. But yeah, we actually have solutions for other countries outside of Europe as well, in North Africa, in Australasia, in South America. So we do actually have solutions for a lot of different countries. Okay, let me just go through the rest of the questions. Okay, I see some of the questions are actually answered now. And yeah, I do actually see a lot of questions regarding the commercials. So we can actually, I will be getting in touch with people that actually request an offer or presentation after this call. So I'm actually taking down some notes regarding that. So yeah, we'll be getting in touch with you regarding the commercials or any offer that we'll be able to make you. Okay. Okay, I also have a question from Wolfgang, and he's asking if the data from non-SAP solution can be uploaded into the SNI solution. And yeah, the thing is, regarding that, our solution is actually SAP based, but as I mentioned, we'll actually be having the opportunity to do an Excel upload on the SNI solution. But the entire data will have to be entered into an Excel template on the SNI's template, basically. So it would not be in a way where you actually take the data out of the non-SAP system and then directly upload it into the SNI solution. There has to be a transformation in between. So the data that is coming from the non-SAP system can be read by the SNI solution as well. But yeah, we'll be doing uploads with Excel files through SAP inside the SNI solution. So that is possible, but the file has to be in the SNI's format. Okay. Okay, I have a question from Monica Georgescu, and the question is, please let us know if an error could be corrected in your software and transferred automatically in SAP. Okay. So regarding that, as I mentioned, there might be some issues on the software report that is that actually pops up on the Duck Integrator, which is the software that actually validates the XML file. And in that case, what happens is you always have the chance to delete the existing report that you've created for that month. You can just delete that, go back. If there's anything wrong with your master data, you can just fix that and then you can just create the report again. That is an option. And if the change that you need to be making is something that might take a longer time than expected. In that case, and obviously there are deadlines, so in some cases there will be there will be a need for fast action. And in those cases, you'll actually be able to download the existing SAFTA report that you downloaded as an XML file, and then as an Excel file, and then you can just directly make changes on that Excel file and then upload it back into the cockpit. I hope that actually answers your question, Monica.
And also, I would like to add something after your talk to Monica.
Yeah, I'm actually fine. Thanks, Monica.
Yeah, it's possible to correct anything in our cockpit, but as you mentioned, if you correct it in the cockpit and if you do not correct it in the master data, there might be some data consistency problems. So we provide a possibility like that to correct in the cockpit, we highly recommend to correct it in master data to avoid any data consistency problem.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ridwan. Yeah. I'm again going through the questions that we have. Okay, I do have a question from Geert Dillon, and the question is whether the solution, the SNI solution, is valid for both SAP R3 and S4. And yeah, that's actually the case. Our solution is actually, you know, capable to be running in both versions that you mentioned. And yeah, let's see what else we have. Okay, there is a question from Justyna Zielinska, and the question is, using your solution, would it be possible to remove incorrect postings of invoice and reversal of it before generating the XML file and sending that to ANAP? And yeah, as I mentioned, you do always have the option to delete an existing SAFTA report. So you can actually, you know, just go back to standard SAP and make the changes, like make changes on the incorrect posting, or a reversal of the invoice. You can always make those changes on SAP and then go back into the SAFTA report, SAFTA extractor screen, and then just create the report again. So the changes that you make are actually reflected on the new XML file that you create. And there is a question from Danette Dierdorf, and that is, what are some of the validations performed by the validator tool? Well, it's mostly, Danette, the validations that are mostly performed are regarding the, regarding the technical points. So the content is not actually validated through Duke Integrator. The things that are actually checked are the XML tags, the technical details. But obviously, for example, if the IBAN number on the XML file is incorrect or in a different format than it should be, you also get an error for that. So it's both technical details of the XML structure plus some of the information on the within the XML that is also being, you know, being checked as well. Okay, I have a question from Jason Tan, and the question is the SNI solution purely out of the box? What if the business users will require some specific requirements? Well, Jason, it's definitely not something they would call out of the box, because throughout the project, when we first start the project with you, the first thing we do is actually send you some templates so the SNI solution actually knows where to pick up some of the data. Obviously, some of them are going to be having a lot of you're going to be having a lot of options to pick up the data from. But in case let's say there's a field and the templates that we provide you five different options for us to pick up that information from there, but you actually have that information somewhere else. In that case, we can always do create a user exit for you, so we actually know where to pick up that data from, and we can always customize it the way that our customers actually want. So it's definitely not out of the box. We actually customize it through our customizing tables. And in case those are not enough, we'll always be able to write user exits for you. Yeah, so I hope that answers your question. And yeah, so there's also a question from Monica Georgescu, and the question is how long it takes to transfer 600,000 lines. Well, the thing is, in Romania, there's this regulation, there's this rule that says, that is actually mentioned by ANAF, that the final report, by the way, the PDF attached version that is created by Book Integrator, if that is over 500 megabytes in the end, the reports have to be, separated in different parts, a couple of different parts, so that it can actually be uploaded into the ANAF's portal. But for 600,000 lines, that is actually a pretty long list. And I feel like the PDF version, because, there's a version, the PDF version that is created by the Duke Integrator, that might be a little big. In that case, what needs to be done is creating a couple different parts. So each part is actually below 500 megabytes. So it's actually accepted by the ANAF's portal. So in that case, I think 600,000 lines might be bigger than 500 megabytes. So in that case, the reports will have to be created as like two parts, three parts, so that they're below 500 megabytes and can be successfully uploaded into the portal. And yeah, as far as I see, we do not have any other questions right now. We do have some more time, so if there's any other question, please feel free to ask on the Q&A section. Okay, I do have another question from Adina Andrei, and the question is, does your solution include the digital certificate or it will be bought from another entity? On the presentation that we'll be sharing with you, Adina, there is a link for the registered companies in Romania that are approved by ANAF that is actually providing those digital certificates. So the SNI solution does not have that. On the link that we'll be sharing with you on the presentation, you can check that out and reach out to those companies that are providing the digital certificate. And yeah, you're welcome. And let me just go through the questions again. Okay, I do have a question from Danet Dierdorf, and The question is, can you share some details on the data requirements in the different reports? Ege actually mentioned regarding technical details, we did not actually go too deep in those details at this point, but we can always do that together if you actually would like to have a demo with us in the future, and you would like to see what our solution offers for the different reports as well. There are three different kinds of reports. The first one would be the standard sector report. The second one would be the annual reporting of the assets, and then comes the stock reporting as well. Regarding the technical details, we should be able to get back to regarding that through an email, and as I think that might be a little bit too technical for the people in this call right now. But yeah, we'll get back to regarding that. And Adina will actually be sharing the recording. We'll be uploading the recording after the call is finished. So you'll actually be having the opportunity to check that and watch that again afterwards. Yeah, you're welcome. So I do have one more question from Lazar regarding the, which is a technical question as well, regarding the customer ID and the supplier ID. Lazar will actually be getting back to regarding this after the call through email, and we'll take it from there. And if you do have any questions, because I do not have any further questions at this point, after this call, please feel free to send your questions to us, and always feel free to reach out to us if you would like to talk further about safety regulation and the SNI add-on for the Romania as well. So that's actually pretty much about it. I want to thank everyone that joined the call and wish you all a good rest of the day. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much, everyone, for your time.